This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 30 Biography of Cory Booker, the Senator from New Jersey. General Information. Cory Anthony Booker is an American politician, attorney, and activist who has served as the junior United States Senator from New Jersey since 2013. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been noted for his progressive policies and his advocacy for social justice, criminal justice reform, and environmental issues. Early life and education. Born on April 27, 1969, in Washington, D.C., Cory Booker was raised in Harrington Park, New Jersey. His parents, Carolyn Rose and Cary Booker, were among the first black IBM executives, which instilled in him a strong sense of ambition and public service. Booker attended Northern Valley Regional High School at Old Tappan, where he was an outstanding student and athlete. He went on to Stanford University on a football scholarship, where he earned a BA in political science in 1991. At Stanford, he was also involved in student government and activism, notably leading a hunger strike to protest against the university's investment policies. After Stanford, Booker received a Rhodes Scholarship to study at Oxford University, earning an honors degree in history in 1994. He then attended Yale Law School, where he received his JD in 1997. During his time at Yale, he continued his commitment to public service, working on issues related to community development and legal aid. Early career. Post-law school, Cory Booker moved to Newark, New Jersey, in 1998, where he worked as a staff attorney for the Urban Justice Center. His work focused on tenant rights, which led him to live in a housing project to better understand the challenges faced by residents. In 2002, Booker ran for mayor of Newark, challenging the incumbent Sharp James. Although he lost this election, his campaign gained significant attention for its focus on reform and anti-corruption. Booker did not give up. He ran again in 2006 and won, becoming the 36th mayor of Newark. His tenure was marked by efforts to reduce crime, improve education, and foster economic development. He was re-elected in 2010, continuing his initiatives with a focus on community policing and urban revitalization. Election history. In 2013, Cory Booker announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the death of Frank Lautenberg. He won the special election in October 2013, defeating Republican Steve Linnagan. Booker's victory made him the first African American to represent New Jersey in the Senate. He was re-elected in 2014 for a full six-year term, defeating Republican Jeff Bell. In 2020, Booker sought the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. His campaign emphasized themes of unity, justice, and economic opportunity but did not gain enough traction, leading him to withdraw from the race in January 2020. Despite his presidential bid, Booker continued his Senate career, focusing on national issues while maintaining a strong connection with his constituents in New Jersey. Political stances. Cory Booker is known for his progressive stances on various issues. He has been a vocal advocate for criminal justice reform, pushing for legislation to reduce mass incarceration and improve conditions in prisons. On environmental issues, Booker supports the Green New Deal and has introduced bills aimed at reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy. He has also been involved in efforts to address climate change through urban planning and sustainable development. In terms of social justice, Booker has fought against systemic racism, supported movements like Black Lives Matter, and worked on legislation to address racial disparities in various sectors including housing, education, and healthcare. Booker's stance on healthcare includes support for a public option and efforts to make healthcare more accessible and affordable. He has also been a proponent of expanding Medicare and Medicaid to cover more Americans. Regarding immigration, he supports comprehensive reform, including a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, and has criticized policies that separate families at the border. On economic policy, Booker advocates for policies that address income inequality, such as raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights to organize, and promoting economic opportunities in underserved communities. Internationally, Booker has called for a more humane approach to foreign policy, focusing on diplomacy and human rights, while still maintaining a strong stance on national security. Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, has garnered significant support due to his compelling personal narrative and his commitment to social justice. His background as a Rhodes Scholar, Yale Law School graduate, and former mayor of Newark provides him with a unique blend of academic prowess and practical governance experience. Booker's life story, from his upbringing in a predominantly white suburb to his decision to live in one of Newark's toughest neighborhoods, resonates with many who see him as a bridge between different American experiences. One of the key reasons people support Booker is his advocacy for criminal justice reform. He has been vocal about the need to address systemic issues within the justice system, pushing for policies that reduce mass incarceration, reform sentencing laws, and improve police-community relations. His efforts in this area are not just legislative. He has also engaged directly with communities, notably through his initiative to distribute food in low-income neighborhoods, which highlights his hands-on approach to public service. Booker's environmental policies also play a significant role in his support base. He has been a proponent of the Green New Deal, advocating for sustainable energy solutions and climate change action. His commitment to environmental justice, especially in urban areas like Newark, where he has fought against pollution and for cleaner air and water, appeals to voters concerned about the future of the planet. His stance on healthcare is another pillar of his appeal. Booker supports Medicare for all, arguing for a system where healthcare is a right, not a privilege. This position aligns with a growing segment of the American population that believes in universal healthcare, seeing it as both a moral imperative and an economic necessity. Moreover, Booker's approach to politics is often described as optimistic and unifying. He frequently speaks of love, unity, and the potential for America to be a nation that lives up to its ideals. This message of hope and inclusivity has attracted supporters who are weary of divisive politics and yearn for a leader who can bring people together. Lastly, his engagement with technology and innovation has won him favor among younger voters and tech communities. Booker has been an advocate for net neutrality, privacy rights, and has shown a keen interest in how technology can be leveraged for public good, from education to urban planning. His forward thinking on these issues positions him as a senator who understands the future's demands. Cory Booker, despite his notable achievements and progressive stances, faces significant opposition from various groups for several reasons. One primary reason for the lack of support for Senator Booker is his perceived alignment with corporate interests. Throughout his career, Booker has received substantial donations from big corporations and Wall Street, leading many to question his commitment to grassroots movements and the interests of the average citizen. Critics argue that his policies might be influenced by these financial backers, potentially prioritizing corporate profits over public welfare. This perception has alienated him from voters who are wary of politicians with deep ties to the financial sector. Another point of contention is Booker's stance on criminal justice reform. While he has been vocal about the need for reform, his actions have sometimes been seen as insufficient or too moderate by activists and those directly affected by the system. For instance, his support for certain bipartisan bills that critics argue do not go far enough in addressing systemic issues has led to disillusionment among those advocating for more radical changes. His approach is often criticized as being too conciliatory, failing to challenge the status quo robustly. Booker's political style and public persona also contribute to his detractors' views. Some find his charismatic and often theatrical approach to politics as more style over substance. His frequent appearances on national media and his eloquent speeches are sometimes dismissed as mere showmanship, with critics arguing that he focuses more on gaining personal fame rather than enacting meaningful policy changes. This perception can alienate voters who prefer a more subdued, policy-focused politician. Furthermore, his record on environmental issues has drawn criticism. While Booker has supported some green initiatives, his past endorsements of projects like the Pilgrim Pipeline, which would transport crude oil through New Jersey, have raised concerns about his environmental commitments. Environmentalists and local communities have expressed frustration over what they see as a lack of consistent advocacy for sustainable practices, especially in a state like New Jersey, which faces significant environmental challenges. Lastly, there's a segment of the electorate that feels Booker does not adequately represent the diversity of New Jersey's political landscape. His progressive policies might resonate with urban voters, but in more conservative or rural parts of the state, his positions on issues like gun control, immigration, and social justice are seen as out of touch with local values. This divide has led to a polarized view of his representation, with many feeling that he caters too much to a specific demographic at the expense of others. In summary, while Cory Booker has his supporters, the reasons for opposition are multifaceted, ranging from perceived corporate influence, insufficiently aggressive policy stances, a focus on personal branding, environmental policy inconsistencies, to a perceived disconnect with a broad swath of New Jersey's electorate. These factors contribute to a complex political landscape where Booker's appeal is not universally accepted. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.